in that sound means it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. during the Aaron Keck Show. Why, that would be now. Presented by the PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And joining me now in the studio to help with this and to look back on this week in news. There wasn't a whole lot that happened this week in news, right? Yeah, we can mostly nothing. Just dispense with almost that, nothing. Right? Is Jean Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler. How
and,
are you?
And a healthy girl.
And a healthy girl, yes.
That's right.
Who is
That's
saving
right.
the world, right?
I'm, one week at a time on the Aaron Keck Show.
There
That's
you go.
Correct.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, are you ready for the Kids Q question?
I'm never ready, but let's go
yeah,
anyway.
None of
yeah,
us are ever ready for
totally
this.
Totally ready.
But I like
yeah.
this one. I'm looking at it for the first time. So if you're listening out there, you're driving around, you're at home, get around the radio, get your kids around the radio, get ready to answer this question because this is for everyone. Okay, if you had superpowers, would you keep it a secret or would you tell everyone and
okay.
why?
Well.
In other words, are you Batman or Iron Man is the question.
You know, it's a presumptuous question uh-huh. because it says, if you had these, which is a presumptive negative, let's
yes.
get into the grammar
okay,
for just a
since,
second.
Okay, since you currently have superpowers.
What in the world makes you think I don't have them? After all, I am sitting here week after week mm-hmm. on the Aaron Keck Show. Mm-hmm. I obviously do have.
It does require superpowers to stand me for 15
minutes. And I feel reluctant
to
have disclosed that my... My particular superpower is the ability to hypnotize WCHL into allowing me on the radio every week. So, obviously, I use my powers for selfish purposes,
yes.
not for good.
Occasionally for good, but it's a coincidence,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So, would you be all, sorry about the pun, I'm not sorry, would
yeah.
you be all flashy about it?
Oh, God.
Or would you be kind of a Jekyll and Hyde kind of superhero where you could just, you know, bring this out when you feel like it?
Yes.
Because, you know, if it's a public thing, if everybody knows that there
right.
is a Wonder Woman, then they're going to expect her to show up all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And fix it.
I mean, which is what happens with Iron Man, right? Like, he has
exactly.
to, like, I saw Spider-Man. The guy has to, like, fly into other people's movies and save their
well,
butts.
Well, it's
I
a
mean,
fair point. Like, he can't get his own movie now?
No,
what
apparently
there?
Not. I mean, in fairness, Tony Stark does cause all of the problems that he then has to spend the rest of the movie fixing. That's kind of the way it is.
Typical of these billionaire people?
Exactly, right.
I'm not going to name any names that start with T.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I think that there is power in discretion.
Okay.
So I think I would keep it.
Does it depend on the superpower, like which superpower you have?
Well, you have to think it would, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could fly, people are going to see you.
Right, right.
So there's
I
that.
Mean, unless you take your glasses off like Superman does, and then everyone will be completely confused and in the dark.
That's true.
Yeah.
In the dark, you know,
in the
as
dark.
Though an eclipse occurred.
Ooh.
Maybe that would be a great superpower to cause an eclipse when you need one.
The ability to cause an eclipse when
yeah.
you need one
like
to blot
it, like
out the
when
sun.
When it's too hot. Okay, how about an eclipse like now?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 104. We could use the eclipse right now
oh,
just
man.
To chill things down.
That would wreck the Kansas tourist industry, though.
I think it would. I'll tell you, by the
they
way.
They did so well this week.
By the way, what a great segue. Let me tell you the absolutely nutty thing that happened during the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
My older brother, Dave. Hi, Dave, if
Hi,
you're
Dave.
Listening.
Yes.
Lives in Chicago.
Nice.
My senior prom date, Dan, lives in Canada.
Okay.
The two of them ended up, during the eclipse,
uh-huh.
in Columbia, Missouri, at the same time.
And they just ran, did they randomly
they
run into each
run
other?
They did not run into each other, but they both reported back, here's my selfie of me in Columbia, Missouri.
Interesting.
And I'm going, these two guys who grew up in Glastonbury, Connecticut, end up in Columbia, Missouri at the
All
same
right.
time
where,
and for the same
where
reason.
Where in Canada does Dan live? Is it...
Oh, that's a pop quiz question. I'm going to say it's near on. It's in Ontario.
Okay.
I think. It was not anywhere.
That's probably a safe bet. But like
yeah.
to get from there to Columbia.
Oh yeah. He had a big. Well, this also it was Dan's birthday on Monday.
Oh, awesome.
And so he made this big trip. He made a trip of several weeks where he went to New England and caught up with friends there, and then made his journey out to Columbia, Missouri, to almost run into my brother, though they would never have known each other. Because
maybe they did run into each other. Maybe they were standing next to each other
right.
the whole time.
Well, they were talking on Facebook about, well, where were you? And it was, well, we were at the corner of 4th and Main. Where the heck were you? So they described a similar experience. So I believe them when they say they were both there. But that's one of those nutty eclipse stories.
All right. Awesome. So if you had superpowers, you would keep it a secret.
I think I would keep it a secret, and of course I would only use it for good, so that's kind of conditional. And
I think, yeah, I think if I had superpowers, my initial inclination would be to keep it a secret, because if you keep it a secret, then you have the option of telling everyone. If you tell everyone,
it's
then
over.
Like you gotta hang on to that card and play it at the right moment, right?
Right, right.
Do what Tony Stark did at the end of Iron Man. Just like everyone
chill out. Kids, if you were going to watch Iron Man, never saw it before.
It came out nine years ago.
This is not the time to listen to the Aaron Keck Show.
And that is not a spoiler in any way, shape, or form. Okay. There was a whole other movie that went on before
True.
That moment.
Well, and
anyway.
Besides, if you spoil the end of Spider-Man, don't worry, they're going to make that movie again in another 2 or 3 years
with a different actor.
Third or fourth
Although,
time.
In fairness, this new iteration isn't, at least it's not the same plot over and over again like the Andrew Garfield movies were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're actually trying to tie it into the MCU and everything.
I can't believe they did that. I thought it was pretty soon to just remake the whole thing.
They made some money off of it.
I guess they must. Have,
clearly,
right?
That was the only reason to make that movie.
It's just how we are, America.
They
just
weren't going for
go
Oscars
back to that
with
well
that one.
One more time.
All right. If you are listening out there, if you're driving around or at home eating a snack, wherever you are, ask yourself this question, ask your kid this question, see where the conversation goes. If you had superpowers, would you keep it a secret? Would you tell everyone? What would you do and why? If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main and use the hashtag KidsQ. Speaking with Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, what do you want to talk about? We've got a lot that has happened this week.
I will tell you, first of all, I just want to throw in this PS about Kids Q is that, you know, we're all kids at heart, so you know that when I get home from doing these programs with you, that I go over all of this with my husband, and we've had some very interesting conversations.
I can imagine.
And it seems like every time he thinks that a horse is the best animal to be, I don't know what that says about him, but he thinks that you know, horses are... They're smart, they're very strong and resourceful.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he makes good arguments.
Yeah.
He makes good arguments. So these Kids Q questions are good for everybody's a child at heart. So.
Yes.
So I think that they're great questions.
I don't know what the relative intelligence of a horse is.
I think a horse is, you know...
I mean, a horse is
smart enough
than...
to know he can eat an apple out of your hand without eating your hand. So that's
true.
A good thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they do carry you around, so they have that utility where... You know, your cat really isn't going to do that.
Is the whole who is the philosopher? Was it Plato or Aristotle or whoever it was? That intelligence is really a function of like what your role is. Like if you're a really smart horse, that means that you're capable of filling the role of a horse. Whereas if you're a human being and you can do a horse's job really well, that doesn't make you a smart human being necessarily.
That's a fair point.
Yeah,
it's a fair point.
Yeah,
that's deep.
It's real deep.
That is.
To reach all the way back to the ancients for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know what's left to discuss in the world now. Except that, you know, I watched the press conference this afternoon that was kind of supposed to be about the hurricane, and then it turned out to be a lot of stuff about Venezuela and sanctions. But then a guy who was... The point person for DHS, don't know his name, he came
was
out.
Was this a Trump press conference, or was this just like a
this
government
was, yeah, this
press
was at,
conference?
This was at the White House.
Was
at this White House press conference. And the guy who was sort of acting head for DHS came out, don't know who he is, haven't seen him before, and he was thorough, thoughtful, articulate, seemed very bright, seemed
good.
On top of things.
Okay.
This gave me encouragement about, you know, what's going to happen in the next 2-3 days in Texas, which is obviously a lot of concern because they're not just going to get hit with probably a Category 3 storm when it comes on shore, but it's going to hang around. So they're going to get something like 3 feet of rain.
Big flooding,
They're going to have to just hold it together for themselves for several days. And he said very encouraging things that made me think that he's very competent at his job, which does cause me to wonder what the heck he's doing in this administration? How did he get in?
Holding or the maybe position just hasn't escaped so that yet. No one else takes it.
Right, yeah. Something like that. But he was, I thought he was impressive. That gave me a lot of reassurance. And he said, by the way, that he wanted to encourage people that not to second-guess local officials, that when they are given instructions like, I know it stopped raining and the sun is out, but
right.
don't go
don't
out, don't
yet.
Venture
yep.
out yet. We have power, we have downlines and power concerns, and we need for everybody to stay until we give the all clear. That's often how people really get hurt and killed after storms, because they're out there and they have trees fall on them and they get electrocuted and things that if they mm-hmm. had stayed inside or stayed closer to home, they yeah. that wouldn't have happened. So. He was trying to really talk up the local and state officials that they are on top of what's happening locally mm-hmm. and they should not try to second guess that. So.
That's really good, because I mean this is one of the biggest concerns with having a president who, I think it's fair to say, treats the presidency like it's his own personal cable news commentary show.
Yes, yes.
Or worse yet, talk
yes,
radio commentary
yes, he's
show.
Yes, comment section. Yeah,
pretty much.
With a title.
The one concern, obviously, and I've been able to ease my own personal anxiety level by just completely tuning out whatever he says or tweets. I'm more concerned with what he does than what he says. He can
right.
talk whatever he wants.
Right.
Like, what matters is what he
right.
does.
Yeah.
So that's been helpful. But words do matter. People listen to him and they react
they do.
Accordingly.
They do.
And I mean, we've seen just in the last couple of weeks, even if he himself would not necessarily be among that group of people in Charlottesville, they feel a lot better about themselves
yeah, the
because
more
he's in
they
the
are,
White
the
House.
Worse I feel about that.
And that's a concern. But over and above that, like, you want someone in government who is capable of stepping up and playing the role that you actually do need government to play in a
right.
disaster like
and in this.
In
this case, right. I mean, it's
and fingers it's, crossed he does. But
it's organizing at a high level.
Yeah.
It's having a lot of activity that is centrally organized enough to get the efficiencies from it, but not to cause a bottleneck. And you know, and all of these. And this guy apparently has been working with FEMA and with the federal government. He was there during Katrina, has been through all of the lessons learned debriefs in the organization, and has been with the government a long time. It really shows. He seems very competent. And I have to say, it was striking just to see somebody talking about governmental function like that in a way that is probably, you know, a year ago would be considered rather routinely
yeah,
competent.
I actually know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And very organized around the responsibility of the federal government is this, and we're supporting state and local,
mm-hmm.
and we want people to be, you know, ready to be resilient to the extent that they can in their own homes for a couple of days, until we can bring the resources in, until the conditions allow for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the challenge in this storm, obviously.
Yep.
But it was just such a smack in the side of the head to even see that on TV. Very new and refreshing.
Oh man, or old and
or
refreshing,
old and,
right?
Yeah, or
yeah
old and
like
refreshing.
Reaching
but,
back
know,
to the
is,
distant past yeah, 8 months ago.
This is just part of the damage of having a president who's a personal wrecking ball. That it so damages your underpinning of confidence and expectation that the government is here to help you,
mm-hmm.
And is responsive. And you know, talking about what he says versus what he does. I learned over the weekend, early in the week, in some coverage, something that I was absolutely shocked to hear, which was in the line of that same issue of, well, he says all this stuff that's all bright objects and distraction, but did you know that since he's been president, the United States of America has dropped over 20,000 bombs
yeah.
in these areas in the Middle East? Where we're in a theater of war, which is he's dropped approximately the same number of bombs in his first 6 months as president as Obama did in 8 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a stunning number to me.
Yeah.
And that the rules of use for drones has been loosened significantly.
Yeah.
And I don't think that stuff's getting anywhere near enough coverage,
I'm
Aaron.
I'm really waiting for the other shoe to drop on this one because, and I've said this before, and I can't remember if it was in conversation with you or if it was with someone else, one of the things that Donald Trump really did, again, for better or worse, tap into is the fatigue that Americans have with always having to be the leader and being having such a huge role in international affairs, a lot of which we've brought on ourselves. I mean, we don't have to be involved.
Right.
We didn't have to get ourselves involved in the Middle East to the degree, nearly to the degree that we did, but we did during the Bush administration, and now we just seem to be stuck there. But that fatigue is real, and Trump tapped into it. So the people who voted for him, a lot of them voted for him hoping that those days would be days of the past, and moving forward, we really would be, at least in terms of foreign policy, focusing on ourselves first, which has good and bad points. But the good is maybe we withdraw from theaters of war like this. But that's not what's been happening.
That's not
and
what's going to happen in Afghanistan.
It's
for
that.
Sure.
It's that weird juxtaposition that I'm really interested in seeing. For
I mean, and the other thing that he said
years.
that's just not getting enough attention really is this stuff about we're going to participate in economic development for Afghanistan and so on and so on. You know, there he wants the mineral rights.
Oh, yeah.
To the country.
Oh, yeah.
For the
time.
United States to own those rights. Yeah. I mean, I just think that's a ticket to crazy town.
We got to let you go. Who's on the water cooler this week?
You know, actually, I'm not sure. We're going to have an encore performance.
All right.
I think it's going to be a one more bite at the apple to hear my wonderful, I'm not patting myself on the back, I promise, interview with Steve Halkiota that was very enlightening about Confederate monuments and the 30,000-foot view of dealing with all of that.
Tune into the Weekend Water Cooler this weekend. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Aaron.